In an intimate, solemn space, members of the military and their families address their commander-in-chief directly.
Are we doing anything now greater to combat Islamic jihadists?
Discussing some of the thorniest challenges of our time. Iraq, Syria, terrorism. President Obama asked this by a Gold Star mother.
Why do you still refuse to use the term Islamic terrorist?
Eliciting one of the most thorough, blunt explanations we've heard.
But do I think that if somebody uses the phrase Islamic terrorism, that it's a huge deal? No. But I don't want to validate what they do. I don't want to. If you had an organization that was going around killing and blowing people up and said, we're on the vanguard of Christianity. Well, I'm not, as a Christian, I'm not going to let them claim my religion and say you're killing for Christ. I would say that's ridiculous.
The president emphasized that worldwide terror attacks haven't increased substantially, though little comfort after the horror of Paris, Belgium, Orlando, Bangladesh, Turkey, and the list goes on. But this group has witnessed its own suffering, too, and it quickly became personal, emotional.
Mr. President, I stand before you today with my husband's flag because it was always his desire to meet you.
Donna Coates, wife of Army veteran Barry, who lost his battle with cancer after waiting more than a year for a colonoscopy at a VA hospital.
And the only true change that's come since we began talking was that I am now a widow. In my family, we won't ever be the same.
We now have a situation where about 80% of individuals who interact with the VA are satisfied that they're getting timely treatment. I want that to be 100%, and that requires more work.
And Amanda Souza, who lost her Marine veteran husband to post-traumatic stress and suicide.
This was his livelihood, and he was too scared to go get help because he did not want to risk being labeled as unstable or weak.
There was this surprising question about women in combat from Marine Lauren Serrano, who earned a Bronze Star in Iraq.
A study by the Marine Corps revealed that mixed-gender combat units performed notably worse and that women suffered staggeringly higher rates of injury. Just one of those statistics showed that mixed gender units took up to 159% longer to evacuate a casualty than all male units. As the wife of a Marine who deploys to combat often, that added time can be the difference between my husband living or dying. Why were these tangible negative consequences disregarded?
I don't think any studies are going to be disregarded. I don't want a military, an institution that starts with the premise that women can't do something. If it turns out they can do something, then we'll deal with that specific situation. But I don't want to start off with that assumption.